Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Good morning. I'm Howard Bryan, and no, I'm not Robbie Dillmore. I'm actually filling in for the gentleman. And I call him that loosely because he and I can kid around with each other, and he does a lot more laughing than I do also. I'm usually the one that makes the funny things happen around here, but I'm glad you could join us today. We've got a very interesting and exciting show for you today. We're going to be talking about an event that's coming up in Charlotte, North Carolina in just a few weeks, and it's one of the nice things about it is that it's not the first time they've done this. They've been doing this event around the country, and so they've had a chance to work the kinks out. So that's going to raise up the expectations just a little bit. And I'm sure if you have a chance to go and you're interested in it, you're going to find that it's very well worth your time. So one of our guests today is very active in this event. And I believe he's been involved with a couple of locations around the country. And he is a gentleman from the Pittsburgh area, I believe, the founder and president of Urban Impact Foundation, Reverend Dr. Ed Glover. Dr. Glover, are you with us?
I'm with you, Howard.
Well, great. Real quickly, when you have all of these multiple titles, do you feel more comfortable if I refer to you one way or the other, or is Reverend or Doctor, or
how do you just call me Ed?
Just call you Ed. Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, good.
All right. Well, we're glad you could join us today. It's a little windy here. Are you in the Pittsburgh area, I guess?
I'm in Pittsburgh today. Honestly, it's really a beautiful day. It's going to be in the 70s. It's sun shining. It's a fantastic day. Wasn't like that a few days ago.
Well, great. It's a little overcast today, but it's supposed to get up to around 70. It's a little breezy. So all in all, considering the weather that we've seen across the country over the past couple of months, this is not too shabby, I think.
Yeah, that's the truth. It's very nice.
Well,
take
great.
Take your coat off, walk outside, and it's great.
There you go. Well, we're gonna get cranking. We're trying to reach Colin Pinkney, who is also scheduled to be one of our guests today. And I guess right off the bat, can you tell us about the Man Up Conference that's scheduled for Saturday, June 2nd in Charlotte?
Yeah, Man Up, the conference itself is all about impacting men, 15 years old and up. And the purpose of it is to impact us guys, help us to love God, love our wives and our kids more deeply, and then impact the fatherless in our communities as well as in the city of Charlotte. So that's the purpose of it. That's why we're coming to the town.
Well, that's great. And I know I've seen this over the years. It just seems that there has always been a bit of a challenge, not only getting men to attend church, but also getting them involved and active. And I don't think that's saying anything bad about them. It's just maybe the nature of the beast, if you will. And so this sounds like it's something that addresses that particular factor. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do. It's really exciting. In Pittsburgh, we do it with the Steelers. Here in Charlotte, we're going to be doing it with the Panthers. And in Pittsburgh, we've got the Pirates, and we got all the guys involved. But Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh is the head of the event. And then here in Charlotte, it's going to be featuring Thomas Davis, and he's going to be there. And then we also have Eugene Robinson and a number of other athletes are going to be there, and also Coach Mike Tomlin will be there, and there's a lot of other special guests will be there. So when the event itself, it's just a man thing, you know what I mean? Guys are talking about sports and stuff like that, but then we end up talking about how we can take our lives, be impacted, but then use our lives to impact others.
And that's on June 2nd, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. June 2nd. It'll be at the Forest Hills Church, and you can go right online right now. You can go on www.manupcharlotte.org and learn all about how you can register, how you can be part of it.
Now, you mentioned you know, you've done a great job of going into detail about the event. Is there a simple phrase or a sentence that you could give me that tells us, you know, about or go into detail if you want to about why Charlotte, why this particular church location? Why is it there, for example?
Yeah, it's really a citywide event. We have a number of people, but why we went to Charlotte? First of all, I've been doing it in Pittsburgh. We've been selling out. And a lot of different cities were asking us to come and do it, other NFL coaches, other NFL cities. And why we chose Charlotte predominantly was because, to be honest, there was a rainout thunderstorm when the Panthers were playing the Steelers, and they went underneath the stadium, and Mike Tomlin's underneath the stadium with Coach Rivera. And Coach Tomlin says to Rivera, "Hey, I'm doing this thing called Man Up, and it's impacting men in our city like I've never seen. We're selling out the event every time. It's amazing, making an impact in kids." And Rivera said, "Man, I'd like to be part of that." And that's where the conversation started. And then we went from there, and we went to the city, started talking to a lot of the leaders of the city, and found out that there was a study that was made in 2014. I think Harvard was part of the study, studying the 50th largest cities in America, finding out, you know, how or why there is an upward mobility going on in those cities. And Charlotte was the number 50th. It was the worst of the 50 cities. And I had no idea about that when we came to Charlotte, but as I began to talk to the leadership that I was running into in the city of Charlotte, they began to say, "We're really dealing with this issue." And there's this group called Charlotte State of the City Report that was given out in 2018 talking about why there isn't upward mobility going on in the city. And they find five things: income, race, education, social capital, and family structure. And one of the number one issues of why that's not happening is because of fatherlessness. And that's one of the issues that we're taking on, dealing with that issue. That's not just Charlotte. That's across the country. That's an issue that every city, every community, every neighborhood is dealing with. But that's when we got here. It really, people got behind that. And we're coming here to serve the city. We're here to make it stronger and better and impact the men of that city, again, so that they can love God, love their wives, and love their kids deeper, and then impact the fatherless in the communities that they live in the city of Charlotte. So why we chose Forest Hills Church is because after we looked at a lot of different venues and talked to a lot of the pastors in the city, that seemed like the best location because it was free. They were giving everything to us. They were giving their leadership. They're going to give everything and to get really behind this issue and try to help our city. And what we're trying to do is, at the end of the day, we're going to try to impact the different ministries in the city of Charlotte that really are not only impacting men, but they're also impacting children and youth in neighborhoods and in the city of Charlotte that are fatherless. So we're going to champion those ministries and help people to know that there's an opportunity to serve, an opportunity to pray, an opportunity to give to those particular ministries.
Well, that sounds great. We're talking with the Reverend Dr. Ed Glover, and I am privileged enough to be able to call him Ed. So I'm excited about that. And he's telling us about an exciting event that's coming up on June 2nd in Charlotte, North Carolina, the Man Up Conference. And it sounds like it's going to be great. And it's always interesting to me to see professional athletes that are involved in following Christ and involved in church activities and things like that. So we're going to continue on after this break. You're listening to Kingdom Pursuits. I'm Howard Bryan, filling in for Robbie Dillmore, who is on assignment at the boot camp. We'll be right back. and welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits. Man, that if that music doesn't get you pumped, I don't know what could. This is Howard Bryan filling in for Robbie Dillmore, and we're glad you could join us here on the Kingdom Pursuits this morning. We're talking about the Man Up Conference in Charlotte on Saturday, June 2nd, and joining us all the way from the Steel City, Pittsburgh, we've got the Reverend Dr. Ed Glover on the line with us, and we're having a great time talking to him. And Ed, I feel so privileged to be able to call you Ed.
Okay, thanks, Howard.
Well, those are revered titles, Doctor and Reverend, and I don't know how you were when you grew up, but you know those were titles that you just thought that you had to say those words with the name of someone. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree. I really do. I mean, I do the same. You know, when I'm with people, and because what's behind those titles is a lot of work and commitment and stuff that you have a lot of experience. And you just acknowledge that and honor that. I get that. But I'm, the whole idea of this radio station is taking just ordinary guys that God happens to use to do some good things. And I'm just one of those guys that's who I am. I'm just one of those guys that's pretty common guy that God.
Well, I don't think you're common by any means, but we very much appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us this morning and tell us about the Man Up Conference. Tell you what, can you give me a little insight into your background and how it brought you to April 14th, 2018, which is today, and into a position where you're so active with the Man Up Conference? Can you tell us that?
Sure, Howard. I got saved way back in when I was 22 years old, back in 1979. That's quite a few years ago. I grew up with a father who was an atheist and never went to church. A young lady was faithful to communicate the gospel to me, and I finally responded. And when I responded, then the Lord called me into ministry very quickly, and I went to seminary. And after seminary, I came to Pittsburgh, and I came to a church where it was about 500 people. It's a 100-year-old church, only six people from the community went to the church. I was the outreach pastor, brought in to turn that around, get the church outside of its walls into the community. So my wife and I moved into that area, and that church was in a very high-risk environment. So the people had moved out of the community, but they continued to drive back down into the city to go to church. So it was a destination church. So they would drive on Sunday and then drive back out to where they lived. Well, anyway, I was called there. I came there, and my wife and I knew that we had to move into the community. And because I'll never forget, I was talking to a young lady about 100 yards from the church, and I said, "Do you happen to know?" And I named the church, and she had no idea what I was talking about. And then I pointed to the church, and she said, "Oh, yeah, that's a Church of the Suits." And I said, "What do you mean by that?" She said, "Yeah, they get out of their cars with their suits on, go into that building, come out of that building with their suits on, and drive away." So we gave it the name, the Church of the Suits. So I knew that we were in a pretty big struggle there, that I'm going to have to do a lot to win, earn the right to be heard in that community. So Tammy and I knew that Jesus, he didn't come down one day a week and then shoot back up to heaven for the next six. He came down and became one of us. So we knew we had to move into the community. So we did that. And we moved into a neighborhood right where the church is. But the neighborhood, four out of five homes were boarded up or unoccupied where the church was located. So Tammy and I moved into that neighborhood and onto that street. And it was rough. It was a difficult time, but we're about 6 years into the ministry, and I walked out of my house, and I walked onto the street, and my car was stolen for the third time. And I remember looking down the street saying to the Lord, "Lord, can I make any kind of difference here? Can we make any kind of a change? Am I wasting my time?" And right then, the Lord just gave me this thought. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. I remember saying that out loud. One bite at a time. And as soon as I said that, the Lord just took my mind. It helped me to see if I could impact one person, then one family, then one block, we could impact the community. And that's when Urban Impact was born. And just soon after that, my wife and I, we ended up working with the church, but we, if you will, stepped out into the community, and we took on Urban Impact, created Urban Impact, and the church was very supportive, but we were the founders and creators of it, and I've been doing that ever since. And we've been working with the church, working in the community, and now today there's no more homes boarded up in my neighborhood, and the church is well over 3,000 people, and we're working with thousands of people in the city of Pittsburgh, you know, one person, one family, one block at a time. And that brought me to a place where I started Man Up. But I'll take a breath there just in case you want to ask some questions, and I can go on and talk about how we got the Man Up after that. Anything you'd like to talk about that, Howard?
That sounds exciting. I'll tell you, one of the things that I'm going to do right off the bat, though, is bring in somebody from the sidelines to give you a brief rest, because you've been carrying the ball for us, if you will. And Colin Pinckney is joining us. Colin, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great and glad to be with you this morning.
Well, good, good. We are very, very happy to have you with us. And, of course, we've been talking with the Reverend Dr. Ed Glover. And so now we've brought on part of the team, brought him in from the sidelines, if you will. I used to do sports play-by-play. You'd never know it listening to me now. So this is a thrill to talk to individuals like the both of you who are involved in an event like this. And Colin, tell us what put you on the path to this day, April 14th, 2018, and to become involved in such an exciting event, the Man Up Conference.
Well, and I'd say first, in a spiritual sense, I believe it's providential that the Lord would allow us to connect and be a part of the work that Dr. Glover is endeavoring to bring to our city. We have sort of parallel paths for years. Been doing very similar work that Dr. Glover has been doing in Pittsburgh and Charlotte for the past 25 years. We've been working in at-risk communities, seeking to restore families and all those things. And, you know, it's what's at the heart of it for me is this whole fathering thing. And so currently I serve as the director of a nonprofit that serves homeless adult men and women. And what we know practically is that the real issue with homelessness and poverty that plagues our communities is this brokenness in the home, these broken relationships, particularly with fathers and with men. And so providentially, I think we were destined to work together in this way. Practically, my heart is being stirred in our city. Charlotte is, for all of the great things happening in Charlotte, we still got some shame around issues of poverty and family decay. So the work I do daily drives me to that. And then I think it was a pastor of another church who'd met Dr. Glover when they talked, said, you know, you really need to meet. And so practically we met. And as I said recently at our breakfast event with Dr. Glover, he had me at hello, right? It's just, it's undeniable that this work he's doing is the work that needs to get done, and I share that burden with him. So practically, we're just looking to hold hands together and take the city by restoring men and fathers specifically for the good of our community and families.
Well, as I told Dr. Glover earlier, it seems to me that, at least this is my perspective, I have always seen an opportunity or a need to get more men involved in church as I've grown up. And so I think this is a fantastic thing. And it's not that there was anything wrong with those gentlemen. It's just that for whatever reason, it just seemed like you didn't see as many men involved in church. And when you did see them at church, they weren't as active. So this is great. And it seems to have a multifaceted desire to get men involved, but address a number of different issues. And I think that's one of the things that's so great about the Man Up Conference.
Well, and if I may say, I was very candid with Dr. Glover and his assistant when this was presented to me, because, again, I share the burden, but I've also been around the block a few times, and I agree with you that to see men more engaged in church is really, I think, at the heart of God. But what I said to him very honestly in the beginning was, what I don't think we need is another man event. We've done that, and we've not seen the kind of results that we would expect. And the thing that attracts me to Man Up is that it's not just an event, but it is a movement, and that it has the intentionality of ongoing training to be left behind and to be carried out and carried through. And I think that's what we need. And I think men need not just an opportunity to come together, but they also need kind of a true north guide and how to move forward. And that's what matters to me, and that's why I support and I'm on board with what Dr. Glover is bringing to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Well, it definitely sounds great, gentlemen. You're doing a great job. We're going to need to take another time out right now. You're listening to Kingdom Pursuits. Our guest, the Reverend Dr. Ed Glover and Colin Pinkney, two of the speakers at the upcoming Man Up Conference in Charlotte. We're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, we will continue with this exciting dialogue about the Man Up Conference right here on Kingdom Pursuits. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits. I'm Howard Bryan, your guest host today, filling in for Robbie Dillmore. Glad you could join us today. We've got and I just hit the wrong button there. Sorry about that. And Dr. Glover is back with us. I tell you what, Ed, I'm not so sure. You know, I listened to Colin on the phone there, and I'm not so sure I want to make him mad and let him know that I did that. He sounds like he's an outside linebacker or something. And I have a lot of respect, you know, for anyone that sounds like that. Tell us, you know, we've got a number of guest speakers and a number of topics, but tell us a little bit in depth, if you will, about the schedule of the event and what makes this, you know, a different entity, if you will, to draw men into the church.
Yeah, I would talk to you first of all. I'd say, Howard, about Colin. Colin, I'm almost like ready to hang up because you're doing such a great job explaining this thing. Thanks, brother. It's great to lock arms with you as well and run the Lord's errand together, Colin. God bless you, brother.
Amen.
Anyway,
amen.
For me, yeah, sure. The event itself, it starts at 7:30, ends at 3:30. The registration begins at 7:30. We got breakfast in the morning. And after breakfast, you go right into the service. The service is dynamic. We'd be talking about some things about the Panthers, you know, celebrating, you know, the team a little bit. And Eugene Robinson will be there. He'll be the MC. Then we're going to come right out, have some fun, and then we'll get right into it. I'll step up and tell all the guys why they're there, basically to make four different types of decisions. Some of us will only make one decision. Some of us will make all four of them. But the first decision is that I, as a man, once I have kids, or now that I have kids, I am a family, I will be the father that God calls me to be. That's the first decision. Love my wife, love my kids, in the future or in the present. But I'm going to make a commitment to be that man who's going to lead my home spiritually and take responsibility as a man. So that's the first decision. And at the end of that decision in that service, we'll have worship together. I mean, we'll be doing worship. We have a great speaker. His name is Miles McPherson. He comes out of San Diego. He was a football player at one time, but he's a dynamic communicator. He runs a church called the Rock Church,
and he'll be the main speaker right up front in that first session, and we call that Dad One. So in that service, that decision will make. Then we'll have breakouts. And in the breakouts, there are a number of preachers and teachers from the city of Charlotte. Some of the biggest churches and communicators will be there. People like Chris Payne, Colin will be there. He'll be one of the speakers. Jonathan Maddows, Claude Alexander, Casey, and there's Donnie Shell, Nathan Pierce, and others. There's a number of speakers. And the guys will get a chance to pick what breakout they want to go to when they register. And hopefully we'll give them their number one registration, whatever they desired to be in that particular breakout. They'll go to that breakout. Once that breakout's done, they'll come back for lunch. And again, there'll be a great lunch there for everyone. We'll take you back into the sanctuary, and then we're going to talk to you about the second commitment. And the second commitment is about to my community, to my church. I will be a godly role model to a kid who I know needs a father figure. So now I'm involved with my family, I'm involved in my community, and I'm involved in my church. And when I'm involved, I'm going to take care of my own kids, but also I'm going to look at the kids around my kids. And if I see a young man or young girl that really doesn't seem like she has a father that's engaged with her or disengaged, that I'm going to try to be that one that puts her under my wing, under my umbrella, and really encourage that one with the rest of my family. So we're going to encourage guys to do that. They'll hear about speakers and also professional athletes will be there to talk about how they're involved in the community in as a family or through their church. So we're going to encourage that. Then again, they go to another set of breakouts and another breakout they've chosen to be in. And these breakouts are there to really assist us guys, to impact us internally so that we're more equipped and strengthened and encouraged. We are not there to beat up men. We're there to build them up. So that's a big key right there. Once they come out of that breakout, they come finally to the last service. And we'll have worship again, dynamic worship. We'll gather together. And that's when Thomas Davis will come out. He's going to tell you a story about his life and how he was fatherless. So if you can hear this, Howard, it talks about your home. The first session they're in is really talking about your own family. The second session is talking about your community and your church and how you can be engaged. The third service is all about, third time we meet, I should say, is all about impacting the city of Charlotte. And there is when we're going to talk about how you can be part of impacting your city and then bring somebody back next year, which is the fourth decision. If you like this, you bring them back, and then we'll bring everybody back. But in that session, you're talking about impacting the city. And how we do that is that we're going to bring out two ministries. One of them is Collins Ministry, Harvest Center, and another one is Josh Meadows, who runs Abandon Project. And these two ministries are really impacting the city of Charlotte. And we're going to give the men an opportunity where they can pray for these people, these ministries. They can give to these ministries, and they can also serve in these ministries. So we're going to try to really raise the bar where when all the water goes up, all the boats can go up with it, so that we're impacting everybody's families. We're impacting every community that's represented that day, but we're also focusing on the city of Charlotte and trying to impact through different ministries that have had tremendous success of impacting the fatherless in the city of Charlotte. So that's all of it in a nutshell.
I'm impressed. You not only did such a professional job there, but you got into such detail. You've really, I think, opened up some wounds from men, but you've opened up opportunities for them to have a second chance, so to speak, and I think that's exciting to me. Colin, yes. You're going to be teaching one of the breakout sessions, Forgive First, Healing Your Home. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, I'd love to. And, for me, it's very personal, but it's also, as Pastor described, it's something that it's a work that affects not only my family, but also the community at large. I'm finishing a book now. The title of it is Forgiving Our Fathers, Healing Our Homes. And it's a very personal journey for me of going backwards in time to look at how the reconciliation I had with my own earthly father some 23 years ago fundamentally shifted my perspective as a husband and a father, and has afforded me the opportunity to lead a family, a blended family, in a way that I believe has a great deal of value and productivity for our community. And so what I've learned personally and in ministry is that there are a lot of men who, like me, continue to bear the effects of unforgiveness for their father wound, whether it was physical or emotional or spiritual. And it affects not just that person and that family, but it affects our community at large. So the goal of the workshop I'll be doing will be to teach the men the five principles of forgiveness that I have personally been able to activate in my own life and see a great deal of healing and restoration for my family personally, but also has affected my ability to lead in the community, mentor over 300 young men successfully over the past 10 years, teach and train over 3,000 men during that time as well. And it all starts with forgiveness. You know, this whole idea of restoring men and reconciling relationships in the home, I just believe biblically, the first right step is to forgive. And then out of that, allow that whole ethic to affect how you reconcile relationships, and not just for the past, but more than anything else, for the future. You know, what I have, the focus of the workshop will be imagining what the future will look like for your family when you reconcile that past issue with your father. And if you can imagine your family's healing, then you can imagine the generations to come living in a lot more healthy, productive way that ultimately flows out into the community and helps solve issues in our community. Some of the worst problems we have in Charlotte have become national news. The fact that of the top 50 states in the country, Charlotte has the worst economic mobility rate for children born in poverty. And what that says is that if you're born in poverty in Charlotte, you're not likely to ever get out of that. Well, if you look at the issues that cause that, it's most often a broken home relationship. It's thousands upon thousands of communities where there are no fathers. And even where there are fathers, there are men who themselves were fatherless, who began to have families and not reconcile their own father wounds. So the workshop, again, is going to be very honest to say, we're going to take an honest look at what failure looks like as fathers. We're going to take an honest look at what family function looks like. And then we're going to walk through an exercise that will help men appropriate healing in their own life first, and then take that home with them for their family's sake and their future generations. So I'm excited. I'm excited that Pastor Glover because I began writing this book 2 years ago and had intended to release it literally about the same time.
Colin, I hate to cut you off, but we are right up on top of a break. When we come back, we want to continue and let you wrap this up. And welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits. I'm Howard Bryan, filling in for Robbie Dillmore. Glad you could join us this morning for what is... And I apologize for that. We've lost both of our callers there. I'm going to blame myself for that. I hit both the buttons where I was supposed to, but I guess I didn't hit them the right way. So I apologize for that. But we've been talking with the Reverend Dr. Ed Glover and Colin Pinckney about the upcoming Man Up Conference in Charlotte on June 2nd. And it's definitely going to be a great opportunity for men to literally man up and get back into their family focus, if you will, and start walking the right path, not only for themselves, but their families as well. And that's a great ambition and goal to have in life. If you get a second chance, and please take advantage of it. And the Man Up Conference in Charlotte on June 2nd is definitely an opportunity to do that. So looks like we have our guest back, and we're going to bring them back on. See if I can do that correctly. I'm a little out of practice working the phone system. Gentlemen, I apologize. That's what you call operator malfunction, I guess.
No problem.
I'm out of practice. But, Colin, I wanted to get back with you and let you wrap up what you were talking about your breakout session, if you would, please.
Yeah, again, and just to kind of close it out, you know, I think I've been fortunate that the Lord has allowed me to live out my calling as a father and a husband in a very healthy and productive way, but it all started with the journey of forgiving my father. And amazingly, my father passed away some 21 years ago, and yet to this day, I still in my life appropriate forgiveness for him. When there are things that happen that remind me of the things that I missed or were wounded by because of his absence in my life. For example, a real quick story: my son, who graduates college this year, is 21. My father died a little after he was born, but at his 16th birthday is when God really helped me understand this. We had a birthday party for my son. And I remember that at my 16th birthday party, there was no one present. There were no gifts. There were no cards. It was a very sad day for me as a young man because I knew I was growing up, but I didn't know what I was growing up into. And I didn't have anyone to affirm me in that, especially my father. And I'll never forget the day at my son's 16th birthday party. We were having a family gathering. And my oldest daughter, who was already gone and off to college, showed up unexpectedly at the front door. And she walks in the house. We're about to blow out the candles. And she says, my wife says to her, well, you know, we weren't expecting you tonight because we know you're working. She says, I would not miss my brother's 16th birthday party for anything in the world. And at that moment, sitting at my kitchen table, the tears flowed fresh again when I realized, even though I'd reconciled with my father many years before and had forgiven him for all of the pain and the hurt, there were still realities in my life that I would have to forgive him for again. And that's the principle that Jesus taught the disciples, that we're not just to forgive seven times, but 70 times seven. And so in this whole fathering work, that we will have to continually appropriate forgiveness. And that's what the whole workshop is about, how to help men understand, appreciate, and allow that to happen in their lives and not begrudge that and be bitter. So again, that my hope is that men will be healed and their families will be healed through that workshop.
Well, I think it's fantastic that you're so active in this and you have such a fantastic story to tell these men. And it reminds me of a situation with me. I know this show isn't about me, but I remember when I was in high school, I think I was about 16 at the time, and my father came home one night, and he had a drinking problem. And it wasn't that he was a bad person to start with. He was having trouble, and he took a swing at me and fell down, and my for some reason, and I don't say this in a braggadocious way, but for some reason I simply picked him up and walked him back into the bedroom and put him in bed.
Wow.
And I don't know why I did that. I've got to think that God took a hand in that. And I mean, I've stumbled through my life as well. None of us are perfect, but for some reason God wants that story to stay in my mind, to remember that. And I would hope that it had a little bit of an impact on my father and, you know, maybe something like you've been given a second chance.
Amen.
That's great, Howard.
And I mean, I appreciate that. I don't say that in a way to you know get applause or anything, but I think that's something that maybe we have to remember from when we were growing up. You know, those kinds of things can happen, and if we remember those things, maybe we are destined not to repeat history in that respect.
But that's so true, Howard. Let me just share this.
Yes, sir.
I mean, Colin's testimony right there and also what he was talking to you about that breakout. I can't stress enough to the listeners that are listening out there, like all of us guys, all of the, those of us who are men, ladies, if you're listening in on this and you've got a man, I would so encourage them to come to this event. And guys, I'd encourage you because all of us, it doesn't matter where you come from, what's going on here? It doesn't matter if you live in urban, suburban, rural areas of Charlotte.
Yeah.
We as men, this is not about beating you up. It's about building you up. And all of us, need to gather together and we're iron can sharpen iron. Because we're living in a culture that's very difficult to raise kids in, raise grandkids in.
Oh, yeah.
And then we just have a bunch of stuff. I mean, I don't know why any man wouldn't want to hear Colin talk about how we can be better people who can forgive and break through and be better men and love our kids and empower our kids and our grandkids to be more effective and fulfill the purpose that God has in their life. I mean, every man needs to go to that, just to that breakout alone. But we got some of the best speakers in Charlotte going to be there to encourage you, strengthen you, answer questions for you, so that you can be more effective as a man of God. So I just can't encourage you enough. It's for all guys. Let me just say that again. For every man. And it's for anybody from 15 years old on up, and you want to make this thing. Because it's not just an event. It is a movement. And you want to be part of it.
And I think that's one of the special things you mentioned there is that you are taking the time to actually have some workshops or breakout sessions that are focusing on the young men as well. And I think that's often forgotten in situations like that where...
Howard, I can't tell you. Can I say something about that, too? This event, why it's a movement is that it's transferable, it's transformational, and it's transgenerational. In other words, we're going to impact the men that are there, for sure. Jesus Christ is going to impact us. And then we're going to take what we've learned and we're going to transfer it. In other words, we're going to go back to our churches, we're going to go back to our communities, go back to our homes, and take what we've learned and implement it and teach others what we've learned, which is what Jesus told us to do, make disciples that make disciples. But what we're also doing is we're putting young and old alike in the same room. And young people, when you get in a room and you're worshiping with 1,500 or 2,000 men, it'll be a life-changing experience. And I know it happened in Pittsburgh. Young men and young people are coming to me and saying, we want to be part of this because it's just great to see how a man worships, you know, or just be part of a bunch of guys so that we can learn how to be a man and how to be a father and how to be a son, you know, because a lot of the people are just, they don't know how to do it, you know. Yeah. So I just, it's amazing.
Colin, we've got about maybe 45 seconds, a minute. If you can wrap it up in about, take that back, about 30 seconds. If you can give me a synopsis, please.
I think for me, the whole thing is about future generations. Having these young men come alongside of the older men and be taught and learn together is what we make and lack so much in our community. And I'm excited that in Charlotte, North Carolina, we're going to have young, old, white, black, all shapes and sizes come together for the glory of God and for the good of our community. And I just want to thank Pastor Glover for his leadership in bringing this to our city. God bless you, sir.
Ed,
God bless you, Colin.
Okay, great. Well, we very much appreciate both of you joining us today. This is we've had Reverend Dr. Ed Glover, the founder and president of Urban Impact Foundation, and Colin Pinckney, who... both of these fine gentlemen are going to be involved in the Man Up Conference in Charlotte on Saturday, June 2nd. It's going to be a fantastic occasion. I encourage you, real quickly, Dr. Glover, where can they go to get information? Is there a website, for example?
Yes, www.manupcharlotte, all one word, manupcharlotte.org. www.manupcharlotte.org. Go there and you can register today.
Fantastic. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us. For Robbie Dillmore, I'm Howard Bryan filling in today. You have a great weekend and follow Christ.
Thanks, Howard.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Colin, thanks so much, Colin.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Colin.